now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hope you've been enjoying the week so far. First off, happy back to school for all my fellow students out there. It's time to get back to work, back to getting that good education that we can't get anywhere else, wherever the institution you're attending may be. It's all about investing in ourselves to make ourselves stronger and smarter people. You're now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm Steve Zhang, your host, live from our studio on the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, this week, I just want to play some music to really enhance the mood of back to school week, not necessarily to suit the situation, but maybe to make you feel better about having to be up earlier than 9 a.m. First up, from South Korea, girl group Nine Muses, a song from late 2013. Back before their lineup change in the first half of 2014, their single Glue. What struck me first about this particular song was actually how funky it was. The bouncy guitar riff mixed with the higher-pitched synthesizers sprinkled all over on top of it. The processed ad-libs slash talking that you can hear sporadically in the song, all combined with sort of a bassy drum machine beat. Sort of like a halfway homage to 80s pop music, just a little bit. Despite the title, it has very little to do with two people sticking together. It's actually kind of melancholy. The girls are singing about wanting and trying so desperately to forget the person that hurt them. Somehow, this person just keeps going back to them. They also sing about how they're allowing themselves to go back to that person themselves. They want to leave it all behind them, but it just seems so hard to do so. All the singers sound great on this particular song. It isn't really being carried by one member vocally. The point that sells me on this is that the rap sections don't break the song's flow and they don't make me die a little on the inside. I have made it clear numerous times how I usually tend to dislike idol rapping. But so props to Aaron and former member Eunji for that. That's coming up next, Nine Muses with Glue.
Chica, get up, 똑같은 나라.
Nine Muses with Glue, one of the last singles they released prior to the departure of members Sera, Eunji, and Isim. They brought in new members and released new material in January of this year, and of course, Hurt Locker this past summer, one of the best songs of the summer girl group war. There's more news related to Nine Muses, more on that later, so stay tuned for that. Next up, one of Taiwan's top young stars, Yan Jie, also known as Yan Jie. He is another talented musician, much like Jay Chou and Wang Lihong, and also Khalil Fong. He's a multi-instrumentalist, he's a singer-songwriter, and a producer. Unlike the aforementioned multi-talented stars, Yan Jie's roots are actually in jazz music. He plays piano, he plays trombone and saxophone, among other instruments. His music is actually noted for its distinct jazz influences as he composes and writes much of his own material, which... And, you know, his background, of course, shows. He recently released a new album called 一直给 in Mandarin, or Keep Giving, also called Thanksgiving. With this album, he deviated from his more jazz-oriented style. The song I have from him today is called Something, one that is less typical of Mandarin pop music. It's driven by the acoustic guitar, then for the chorus, the drums are added to give it a more contemporary R&B sort of popish feel to it. The entire idea behind the song is that he was once in a great relationship with a girl. Eventually, they fell apart, and however, he feels as if there's still something between them, some remainder of their feelings, something that kind of drives him to miss her more and more. Lyrically, it's typical of Chinese music in general, but for trying out music outside his usual, you definitely got to give him his props. You have to give an artist props just for doing something outside their comfort zone. They never know if it'll work, and they take a risk, essentially. So let's check it out. Yan Jie with Something.
你呀，最爱拍云朵的照片，最爱看曾经的留言，却不懂我的诺言。你呀，最害怕被他人讨厌，总是在取悦 everyone，却不在乎我感觉，直到把我知道死死地，我放任，因为怕你生气。 到最后还是被你封锁，到底要我怎么做？我想过就这样子离开你相见，对于爱情也不再相信，但是回忆未免太伤心。我会想你，或许会比越来越想你，枕头还闻到你的香气。 这种寂寞也是种伤害，这种感觉也算是 something real, something empty, something lost and me, something real, something empty.
Something real, something empty, something lost inside of me, something, something real, something empty, something lost inside of me, something I will need, 让我永生难忘记。 也不再相信，但是回忆未免太伤心。会想你，或许会变越来越想你，真的还闻到你的香气。这种寂寞也是种享乐，这种感觉也算是 something。
That was Yen Jay with Something, not quite up to his usual standard, but he is a very talented and hardworking artist. If you are into hearing artists from Taiwan who are more experimental, Yen Jay is a good place to start. His first full-length album, Thank You For Your Greatness, was released in 2010. Definitely go and check that out. That's a good starting point as an introduction into Yen Jay's music. Up next, I have once again the very talented Gem. Why again? Because why not? It's one of her singles released this year, 多远都要在一起, which literally translates into no matter how far we must be together, or it's called the long distance. The theme of the song is love can conquer any distance. Specifically, it's a story about a couple that has long since drifted apart. They don't see or speak to each other, but everything they had, they still cherish. The memories, the ups and downs, the laughs, smiles, and the tears as well. She sings about how she will hold on to them, but wishing that she could have held on to more. She lost him, and she just hopes that at least she will always have her memories. So Gem is charismatic and shines out vocally as always. The song was composed and written by herself. It suits her perfectly, the transition to the various parts of the song, how she kind of shifts from her lower, stronger tone to the high notes so smoothly without really breaking it at all. Lyrically, it's quite common in Chinese music. It's not going to change the world in any way. But from the very beginning, she owns the song through her singing. You can really actually feel what she's trying to convey. So always a good listening choice. Gem with Long Distance coming up next.
想听你听过的音乐，想看你看过的小说，我想收集每一刻，我想看到你眼里的世界，想到你到过的地方和你曾度过的时光，不想错过每一个，多希望我一直在你身旁。未来何从何去，你快乐我也就没关系，对你我最熟悉，你爱最有我却更爱你，我能习惯远距离，爱总是身不由己，宁愿换个方式着找，请不要离开我的回忆。想你说爱我的语气，想你望着我的眼睛，不想忘记每一刻，用思念让我们一直前进。想象你失落的唇印，想象你失语的旅行，想象你离开的一刻，如果我有留下你的勇气，我能习惯远距离，爱总是身不由己，宁愿换个方式去找，还能遥远爱着你，还能克服远距离，不再存在你的心里，就让我多 请不要离开，不要离开我的回忆。
On September 13th, Shinerama UBC will be hosting the annual Shine Day. Join the students of UBC throughout the city of Vancouver in order to fight cystic fibrosis. Sunday, September 13th, 9 a.m. at the Nest UBC. Find us on Facebook or at www.shinerama.ca for more details. Brought to you by 200 BPM, Gold's Gym, and Sigma Chi UBC.
Late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break was Gem with Long Distance. Nothing groundbreaking in terms of lyricism, but still one of the best songs released by her this year. Hopefully we hear more from her for the next little while. Next up, I have some fresh faces to the Korean music industry. JYP recently debuted his new boy band. However, they are so far less a boy band, more so than they are actually a rock band. The group named Day 6 is composed of 6 members. All of them have some prior experience in the music industry. For example, Young K, otherwise known as Brian Kang, is originally from Canada, and he used to perform as part of a 3-member band with two of his friends when he was studying in Toronto. And two of them, him and Don Lee, actually auditioned for JYP, and they both got accepted. But his friend Don actually eventually left the company so he could pursue his studies in medicine. So they were actually slated to debut last year as a 5-member band before drummer Toon was added. The song from them is their first single called Congratulations. And one thing that I noticed about this song's lyrics is that they're rather sarcastic. In typical Korean music fashion, it's a love song. But what's happening is that it's sung from the perspective of a guy who went through a breakup. It was his ex-girlfriend's idea to take some time away from each other, quote-unquote. She goes off and she actually finds another man. And when he sees them together, he doesn't do anything except say, congratulations. He's thinking, I guess you're happy. You don't need me anymore. You left me feeling betrayed, but congratulations to you and this new man. So maybe it's better to call it very accepting. The band helped with the lyrical writing and composing, rare in K-pop, not just for rookies, but just for idols in general. So that's coming up next, Day 6, congratulations, and after we'll have our Canadian Artist of the Week. It's George Nozuka with You Are the Reason.
그 남자 나보다 더 나 그 사람이 내 기억도 지워졌나 봐 그래 너가 행복하면 됐지 라는 거짓말은 안 할게
대체 내가 왜 나 또 난 너한테 행복을 바래야 돼 절대 I don't give up Congratulations 너 참 대단해 Congratulations 어쩜 그렇게 아무렇지 않나 하면 알지만 봐 웃는 얼굴 보니까 잊었나 봐 oh. 시간이 가자면 맑게 생각해보자면 맑게 내 눈을 보면서 믿게 놓고 이렇게 내게 아무렇지 않아 하면 알지만 봐 웃는 얼굴 날 가만히 있고 행복해하는 넌
진심과 girl congratulations 바로 얼마 안 걸렸네 잘하셨어 인터넷에 올라온 네 사진을 보니 그리 많이도 행복하니 입이 귀까지 걸려있는 것 같아 난 아직도 숨 쉴 때 심장이 아픈데 다행히 넌 절대 아플 일은 없겠다 만약 또 이별을 경담 그럴 때마다 새로운 사랑을 시작하면 되니까
Congratulations 어떻게 이래 Congratulations 넌 절대 내게 돌아오지
be in love.
George Nozuka with You Are the Reason off his 2013 album Beautiful, and before that was rookie rock band Day 6 with their debut single Congratulations. Some of you may have heard of George Nozuka before. He made some pretty big waves a few years ago with the song Talk to Me. He's been releasing music independently, so go and show Canadian talent some love. You can find his music on his YouTube channel and, of course, on authorized retailers online. Go and check him out. Now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest headlines and catch up on some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's time for Asian entertainment news. First up, from South Korea, earlier I mentioned that there was some more news regarding Nine Muses. This is it. Star Empire, the label that signs Nine Muses, is rumored to be broke and struggling. Earlier this week, it was reported that their company building, that the courts had ordered them to sell off and auction off their headquarters. The real estate auction firm GGI Auction released a statement saying, "The building in question is a case of forced sale by auction, and it's a case where TRI Entertainment won their lawsuit to begin its process to recover its investment. As with most forced sale auctions, it probably will not be called off easily." The creditor for Star Empire and the party that made the request of this for sale is the aforementioned TRI Entertainment, and they have placed a $1 million USD asking price on the building, which is valued at about $3.2 million USD. The building is also held as collateral by the Citibank for approximately $1.7 million USD, and the future of the label's roster, which also includes Zaya, VOS, and SoReal, is uncertain. So this particular bit of news is very interesting because it contrasts greatly with the image that we have of Korean pop music, or just pop music in general, something which is very, very, very corporate, something that does revolve around the money a whole lot. When news like this breaks out that a company actually is struggling for money and actually doesn't have the ability to pay for promotions, for production, and essentially to take care of the artists, then it becomes a little bit strange, and you really wonder what it is that these companies have done to get to that point, though it is actually fairly well known within the K-pop community, within the fans of the Korean music, that Star Empire has actually one of the best, one of the worst management records in Korean music. And of course, as mentioned earlier, Pledis Entertainment, the label that signs newly debuted boy band 17 and also After School, is currently broke and struggling for money, as revealed by After School and Orange Caramel's Lizzie. So moving on, though, this is something to keep in. This is just something a little interesting that we should all think about, maybe. But next up, from China, box office revenues exceed 4.7 billion US dollars, breaking last year's numbers. So in an article on Reuters, China's film market continues its rapid growth, with this year's revenue up to this point already surpassing 2014's entire total by almost 50%, as reported by the State Administration for Radio, Film, and Television. The rapidly expanding market and the limited allowance of foreign films in Chinese theaters is becoming more and more alluring to foreign filmmakers and studios. Every studio is trying its utmost to get their films into these Chinese theaters, which once again do limit the amount of foreign films that can enter the market. So Wang Fenglin, vice president of the China Filmmakers Association, stated last November that it is likely China would overtake the United States as the world's largest film market within the next 3 years. In addition to an increasing desire to gain access to Chinese theaters, filmmakers from outside China are now more frequently casting Chinese acting talent as a way of increasing interest for their projects. Warner Brothers is also taking other initiatives to expand into China's market, namely through the creation of potentially lucrative partnerships. Recently, it was announced that Warner Brothers was in talks with China Media Capital, a state-backed entertainment industry investment fund, to create a joint venture that would produce films in China. Projects through partnerships of this nature have been made in the past, but never more than on a one-off basis. This partnership between the China Media Capital and Warner Brothers is slated to make several films a year in the local languages in the Chinese market and for Chinese consumer consumption. So this particular bit of news has been floating around for quite a while. It is a well-known fact that even with China's economic slowdown, the box office is still on the rise. This particular market, which is currently slated as being the second largest film market in the entire world, is rapidly rising and is essentially at one point going to overtake the United States. Many people are trying to take advantage of this. Actors, filmmakers, everyone is trying to get a slice of this market. It is very much a sort of industry where money does all the talking, where money is the focal point. But this particular bit of news, once again, it is open for discussion. It is up for debate. Anyone can offer their input on this particular thing. So we'll leave it at that for now. And next week, we'll come back and we'll cover some more news stories. And we will also perhaps have some updates on this particular situation, both in South Korea and the state of the Chinese film market. But until then, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101 in the beautiful city of Vancouver on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Right now, coming up, we got some more music, and it's by Malaysian singer Jess Lee. A song off her 2014 album Heaven and Cliff. It's called Xiao Dao Liu Lei, which translates literally into laugh to tears. So this particular song, it's about as melancholy as it could ever get. In terms of composition, it's as Mandelpop ballad as it could possibly get. It's actually softer and more subtle, but her powerful voice really shines through and really still holds your attention. But it's not quite as hard-hitting as some of her other singles. There's less vocal belting involved and less of the trademark rock influence that we've actually come to associate with Jess Lee's sound. Lyrically, it's about how eventually in love, it's the two people who once loved each other that end up hurting each other the most. Love is strong, love is patient, love is kind, but even that cannot take away from all the bad moments that they had. She sings about letting herself transition to the tears, at one moment laughing, going into the tears as a means of sort of comforting herself. And at this point, she may as well just leave it all behind, which is really what she's trying to convey with this particular track. So let's check it out. Always a good listening choice, Jess Lee with Laugh to Tears.
爱是蓝天，爱是火焰，什么黑不能改变，漫漫琴弦摇晃的世界，我却故意忽略你像美梦的剪贴，不是转身随时都能遇见，我才赌上最痴狂那一面，我退让，笑到流泪，换拥抱安慰。你吓到，忘了惭愧，自以为完美，谁比谁更虚伪？我绝望，笑到流泪，退到爱追回。伤悲。 只靠妥协，幸福终究会瓦解。问一个人，心却像思念，寂寞没有上限。有人从不懂感谢，更伤的是，也从不懂。
That was Jess Lee with Laugh to Tears. Now, one thing that I always loved about her songs was how she transitions so smoothly from kind of the softer lower tones into those really powerful high tones. In fact, it's actually very reminiscent of what Jem does, and I'm a big fan of them both. This one, as mentioned before, is not quite as powerful or as hard-hitting as it usually is because her music does usually contain a lot of rock music influences. This one is more cookie-cutter in a way, but again, her voice really holds you right there, it's really the center of attention. And her voice, of course, is the reason why she is famous. She was on a competition show, and it was because of her voice that she won, that she is a champion, and such a beloved voice, and overall just such a talented singer. So definitely look out for more of her. So next up, I'm going to shoot this back over to Korea, and it's by Korean boy band SHINee, who we have not heard from in a while. And it's a new single that they released called Married to the Music. Now this one, what this one really is that they're talking about essentially being married to the absolute perfect woman possible. But they say married to the music because everything just seems to be working out. Like, it's kind of in a great song. You have the great rhythm, you have an ear-catching melody, you have the amazing harmonies. It's kind of like that. They're talking about essentially being married to just the person, again, the person who is essential, who is just the absolute perfect best song that they have ever heard, that they have ever met. And as it says actually in the lyrics, our eyes meet, our footsteps match, our lips meet, don't stop. It's kind of like essentially being within rhythm. They click, that their beats match up essentially. So what really, actually, another thing that really stood out to me about this particular song was actually how retro it sounds. It's like a perfect combination between their more contemporary pop and a very, not old-fashioned, but kind of a definite, very throwback sort of sound. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, SHINee, Married to the Music.
Yeah. Wait up, girl, hold on.
So listen, baby. 하얀 하의에 살짝 가린 laces, girl, beautiful lady. Oh baby, 나도 모르게 이끌려가.
느껴보적 없는 내 오비 작은 손짓 떠나해도 내 맘은 세상을 춤을 추고 넌 나를 지휘하잖아 너와 눈 맞추고 너와 발 맞추고 너와 입 맞추고 Don't stop I'm married to the music 적 없는 내 몸이 작은 손짓 하나에도 내 맘은 세상 의색을 입고 넌 나를 지휘하잖아
너와 눈 맞추고 hey. 너와 발 맞추고 oh, hey. 너와 입 맞추고 Don't stop
I'm married to the music
That was Shiny with Married to the Music, something that's a little more retro, not really what you'd associate with their particular brand, with their particular image. What's interesting about this one is that, in all honesty, once you really think about it and you've listened to it in depth, it actually wouldn't sound out of place on a Michael Jackson CD. Now, I know that that's actually a very bold statement to make, but in kind of ways, it does have a very Michael Jackson sort of vibe to it. So rest in peace to the King of Pop. It's always good to see that there are people out there still showing some love to the person who paved the way for many, many of their peers. So coming up next, I have a song that's actually an interesting collaboration. It's by Yunmire and Boys Noize. So Yunmire, in turn, also known as Tasha Reid or just T, she, in terms of South Korean rappers, she is the queen of female MCs, and she is actually Tiger JK, who is essentially the OG, the pioneer of that genre. She is actually his wife, so they're essentially kind of like the Beyonce and Jay-Z of South Korea. This song is something that she did with German electronic music producer and DJ Boys Noize, and the song is called Hashtag Capture the City, which is actually a thing that was sponsored by Heineken, kind of for these musicians to really represent their city where they come from, which is what she is doing on this song. And interesting thing about the production of this is that Boys Noize actually utilized kind of like the sounds of glass bottles being clinked together, like when people are saying going cheers and then they bump the bottles, utilizes that sound as part of the instrumental and creates this really, really, really cool and unheard of beat. And definitely mad love to Yunmire, mad love to Boys Noize. So let's check it out. Capture the City, coming up next.
우리 비밀의 군인 In the land of morning calm 흥겹게 꿈을 꾸는 짐을 머리 위도 바삐 걷는 이들 옆에 길을 걷는 비둘기들은 배불러 빛을 지친 삶의 비탈길 너를 이끌어 내 rhythm 따뜻은 따뜻은 다 일어나다 Hey 따가워 따가워 날 따가해봐 Hey 따뜻은 따뜻은 다 일어나다 Hey 따가워 따가워 날 따가해봐 Me and my city having fun What I want, oh, 진지하니 밤 Me and my city, we having fun Do what I want, oh, 진지하니 밤
Yumire, a.k.a. T, or Tasha Reed, with Capture the City, representing for Seoul, South Korea. She is actually an American herself, and she is actually mixed. Her mother is Korean, and her father is an African-American, so she kind of has the best of both worlds, and she really took over the scene when she originally debuted quite a few years back. But all the same, she is the absolute queen in terms of female MCs, female rappers in South Korea. So kind of the OG for everyone. You definitely got to go and check out some more of her stuff. So that will actually bring us to the last song of the day. And it's another great Mandopop ballad. And it's by Michael Wong, a.k.a. Kwang Liang, the man behind the smash hit from 2005. Tonghua, or Fairy Tale. So this one is called All That I've Loved, which is from a new EP that he released in July of this year called To Be Continued. Now, for this particular song, since we are already now so familiar with the general subject matter and the general styles of Mandarin, Cantonese, and Chinese music in general, so this one, in terms of lyrical composition, I would just leave that to your imagination because you could probably guess what it's about. So that will actually do it for this week's show. Coming up next is our weekly arts report. They're coming in here to talk about some of the latest news from the local arts scene. Also, I should mention that Asian Wave 101 does have a podcast available on CITR.ca. So if you've missed a broadcast here or there, don't worry. I update the podcast every single week. So every single episode should be on there. So go ahead. Go to CITR.ca, look for shows and programming, then podcasts, and then subscribe to the Asian Wave 101 through your preferred method through the orange feed burner link. So that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, or if you have a request for me, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. So once again, thank you all for tuning in this afternoon. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live from Vancouver on our UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. This has been Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for tuning in. I will talk to you again next week. Take care, everyone. Michael Wong with All That I've Loved to play us out. Thank you.
拥挤的城市，把你我推向开始，爱情来得太迟，来不及理智，以为找到了彼此，会是一生一世。从此以后，孤单心事又多了另一个名字，用爱装饰，不同故事都锁在同一个位置。于是那些爱过的事，就当作成长的仪式，只要期待有下一次，就不会想起谁的样子。只是我爱过你的事，却想跟着我的影子。遗憾的是，你看不到我还在爱着你的样子。想开始，爱情来得太迟，来不及理智，以为找到了彼此，会是一生一世。从此以后，孤单心事又多了另一个装饰，不同故事都锁在同一个位置。于是那些爱过的事，就当作成长的仪式，只要期待有下想跟着我的影子。遗憾的是，你看不到我还在爱着你的样子。于是那些爱过的事，就当作成长的仪式，只要期待有下一次，就不会